We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are continuing the kashas on Rabbi Yehuda, who argued Rav Nachman. The machlokes was where someone says Koinim Einai B'Shina Hayoyim. He says Aneda, I'm not going to sleep today. If I sleep tomorrow, so Yehuda says, don't sleep today, because if you sleep today and then tomorrow you sleep, you'll be afraid. Be Oiv Aneda. I tomorrow be careful not to sleep. A person not so careful on the Tanai. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rav Nachman says, no. If you sleep today, you'll be careful tomorrow. What's the big deal? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So trying to bring rayas one way or another. Tanat, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, also in the 6th or 7th parak. Tanat, Sha'at Nenes Li Adachag, you can have Hanah from me until Sukkos. It was standing Hanukkah today. He's saying, you can't have it off me until Sukkos until Chavez Bichar of Pesach. If you go to your father's house before Pesach. So what's the halacha? Hov of Ne'a Pesach, if she goes to the father's house before Pesach, Asura ba'anose arachag. Then she is asur ba'anon tolchag because she activated the neda. Umeteres leilech acha pesach. And if she activated the iser and she's also to have anon from him until Sukkos, she's allowed to go to her father's house after Pesach. What's the chiddush of that? Obviously, she's saying, what's the difference? She already went already once. Zok deran, the chiddush is, dinach choshish, that maybe if she keeps on going to her father's house, she's going to forget about the whole Tanai that's us to have Anah. So maybe you should tell her, don't go to your father's house even after Pesach, but just to remember the nether. She says, no, you don't have to worry about that. Pesach. But what do you see from here? Holcha asura loy holcha loy. It's mashma only if she goes before Pesach and she activates the nether, so then she's us to have Anah. But before she activates the nether, she can have Anah. Look at her, why? L'chari, you can't have an all because you might activate the neder. And person not careful tonight. It's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. If you have Yehuda, even without halcha, there's issa. Amarava, same tarot as before. Who had in the fill loy halcha asura? Truth is, you're right. Even before she activates the neder and goes to her father's house, she's not having enough from her husband. But the difference is like this: halcha asura v'loika. If she goes, then it's chal the neder, so it's a malchus on the neder. Loy halcha, if she didn't go yet to her father's house, so the Issa Anah is only with the Rabbanon because she might go to her father's house. Asura ba'alma, it's only Issa Rabbanon. Same Torah says before that when it says Asura, it means Issa v'loika, you get Malkus, and that's stronger than just the Issa Rabbanon. Meisvin. Not a kasha. Meisvin. Kikur zu alai hayoyim. This kikur today is be also to me. Elech l'mokim plain l'mokha. If I go to that place tomorrow, you say you don't want her to go to a certain place. You say this kikur be also to be also. It's on yourself, really. Kikur zu alai hayoyim. Say this kikur is also to me today. If I go to a certain place tomorrow, achal. If he ate the kikur hareze v'yelech, he can't go tomorrow. So what's the kasha? So tomorrow is assuming achal means you're allowed to eat it because you'll be careful not to go tomorrow, and that's a kasha or Rav Yehuda. So Zokta Ran, why do you think it means oichel? It said ochal. It said you ate it. It didn't say you're allowed to eat it. So the Ran says, because this Mishnah is telling us different surim. And if the halacha was that you're not allowed to eat it, it should have, like according to Rehuda, the Rabban Lagan, it should have told us that halacha. So therefore we're assuming, it's a tesefta here, therefore we're assuming that it's saying oichel, because it should have said the iser to eat it. And Smashva here, that it didn't speak that out. So smash, you're allowed to eat it. More thought, it meant oichel, and it's a kasha Rav Yehuda. So I said, well, no, oichel, ochel. He says, if you ate today, then there's an issa bal yelech tomorrow, because you're going to activate the nedlam afreya. That's tomorrow's tarot. Ochel, miktane oichel, ochel, ktani. Says, if you ate, the chi ochel, raise the bal yelech. Now, Mamak says, no, diik, halach, it says, and vayter in tesefta, let's say tomorrow Yitaka went now. You ate the kikur today, and tomorrow you went to that place. You were over now l'mafreya bal yachal. So the kasha is mahalich loy the kasha Rav Yehuda. What does that mean? That the fear of Yehuda, if you hold Rav Yehuda, it should have said mahalich ein bal yachal dvaru. It should have said like a new thing. It should have said the next day you're allowed to go and no bal yachal. Why? Because you didn't eat today. Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat the kikur today because we have to be careful. So it should have said in this besefta, tomorrow you're allowed, in a case where you didn't eat it, you're allowed to go, mahalich, you're allowed to go because you didn't eat yesterday. You didn't eat yesterday because you have to be careful according to Rav Yehuda. You're not allowed to eat the whole day because you might go tomorrow. So it should have said, mahalich, in a vayachad vare. It should have said, own milsa ba'al pinav shay. And Since it didn't say that, Mizdama is not halacha. It says halach arivayachal, so it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Mahalich loi, but didn't say case of Mishnah, you're allowed to go. But kasha Rav Yehuda, omlach Rav Yehuda, who I didn't list the mahalach. It could have said a case of mahalach. But I didn't tell a reisha ochal, loi misle oichal, since the reisha said a case where you ate and didn't say oichal, and didn't say you're allowed to eat lechatchila, tani seifa halach. Therefore, the seifa says halach. Now, what's Pshat in Gemara's Teretz? Dr. Ran, Pshat like this. Echanami, you want to say a new case of mahalach, you could have said that. But since we're talking about ochal before, and didn't say oichal, because according to Rabbi Huda, you're not allowed to eat lechatchila, so it's only a case of ochal, so therefore it didn't say mahalach, it just continued the same story. And therefore, tomorrow, if you go to that place, you're going to be oivim afreya by yachal. But he says, if you would have said mahalach, then you would have taichen, you could have maybe made a mistake and it means something else. He said, if you would have said mahalach, after ochal, you would think that you're even allowed to go, even if you were ochal. That means even if you ate today, the kikar, you're allowed to go tomorrow. You're going to activate the nether. So he says that you would have taichen, that the Mishnah is saying that if you ate it by mistake on the first day, so maybe it's a shaygig, and if it's a shaygig, you didn't remember about the nether, so then there's no iser to go tomorrow because you need a din of Adam v'shvuah. You have to be always there when it comes to Nadarim. And if you forgot about it, so then it would not be an iser. It would not be an iser. That's the Ran says you could have touched. And since that's not our sugi here, therefore we didn't want to say mahalach at all. And therefore we just continued the same case. That the case was you ate, fear Huda, you shouldn't have done that. You ate today. The halach is tomorrow if you halach, you're over by yachal. Now what's the chiddush then? So what's the chiddush? The Ran says the chiddush is that since Maisa, when I ate on the first day, today when I ate, the nether wasn't there yet. So maybe since v'shas when I ate, there's no bayachal, I can make a bayachal mafreya. K'mashmon, I could make a bayachal mafreya. And that's how the Rav Yehuda learns this after. And therefore it's not a kasha Rav Yehuda. So at the end of the day, we have no kashas on Rav Yehuda. So how do we paskin? Zok the Ran, lina halacha, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Since it said Umoid Rav Yehuda in this case, since since the whole Gemara talks about Rav Yehuda, therefore we are going halacha like Rav Yehuda, that in such a case you should not eat today because you might activate it tomorrow. Because the people are careful in the neder, but not in the tanai. Zok the Gemara vayte. The last case in the Mishnah was ha'omer le'isha koinim shani b'shamshcha harezer vayachad dvaru. And we have to explain exactly how that was chal also, but. You know, it's Dov Shem Mamish, but he told his wife, I'm asking Tashmish on you. You can't have Tashmish on me, and that's Issa Vayachal. It's Chal. The Ned is Chal. Pray to Gemara Kasha. Bamashtabit Loma Deraisa. How can he make a Ned like that? He has a Sheba to his wife. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, She'era Ksusa Va'inasa La Yigra. You have to give your wife She'er Ksus Va'ina. And Oina means Tashmish. It's an Issa Deraisa. Yeah, it's a chiv deraisa of mitzvah oina. So how can you be oiker the mitzvah deraisa? He freaked the Ran that we know that koinomois, which is neder, is called kedushas haguf, and kedushas haguf is mafkia mide shibut. And for the Ran, the Gemara in Ksuba says that if I make a neder, I'm not giving my wife mizoinus. It's not mafkia mizoinus. Mafkia mide shibut. The Gemara says alavur rabbanu shibut de isha. The rabbanu made the shibut de isha very strong. Same thing over here. He says that the shibud of Oina also is very strong. So the kash is, how is the neder chal? You can't be ma'oiker the shibud. There's a shibud over here. And for the Gemara, so first of all, the kash is like this. How does Tam ask the tashmish? L'chayra, it's Dovashem Mamish. So Teretz is, we have before, the Teretz of Ravina, that Dovashem Mamish is chal kaponim midrabanan. Okay, it's chal midrabanan. But midrabanan, for sure, how could it be oiker the raisa? Stam can't be oiker the raisa. So what's going on over here? So he says that the Rabbanon could be oiker something b'shev al taisa. That there is, you could, even though it's the Rabbanon Ganada, it could be oiker something. The Gemara's kash is, Maisa is a shibud, so it can be oiker the mitzvah. And for the Gemara, that he says, ba'oimer hanos tashmishcha alai. The reason why you can't ask a tashmish on your wife is because you can't ask something that's not yours. She owns the tashmish, and I can't ask it on her because it belongs to her. But what I could say is, I don't want to have hanah from you. The hanah is mine. That I could say. That's not my hanah. It's not mashuvah to you. But I'm a hanah. What?
Doesn't have to give her a get if he makes hanah.
But it could be. It could be. That the nidin here. The nidin is chal. Actually, in the Gemara, it talks about it's 1 week and 2 weeks. Remember, like it's Beshamay Basil. So we're handling, maybe it's only for 1 week. You don't have to give a get in that case. We're handling a house in the Chal. That's what we're talking about here. I'm not talking about a get. Say, what is the cash of a get? Say, you have to give a get. That means it's not the Chal in the But Oima Anoas Tashmish Chalai. Va'aloka Nichalei B'Tashmish. And he doesn't want the Tashmish. He's saying that I'm asking the Anoah. Dom Rav Kana, that he could do this. Tashmish Chalecha. If Tashmishi Alecha, if we say, I'm asking on the Isha my Tashmish on you, Kaifin Oisham Shamstoy. This is the one she says the Neda. She says, Tashmishi Alecha, that she's asking your Tashmish on her husband. You force her to have Tashmish. The Shibudim Shabbatlei. She's Meshubbat to him. Hanoas Tashmish Chalai, if she says, Hanoas Chalai, Osir, Shemechilim Adam Dava Asaloi. You're not Machilim to a person Dava Asaloi. So the Gemara's Tarot says that the structure of the Neda is different. He said, "Hanoas tashvich alai." I don't have enough from her. I don't have enough from her. That's chalak. That's mine. I can't say I'm answering my tashvich on you on the isha because that's her thing. That's her. It belongs to her. I can't ask her something belongs to her on her. But if something belongs to me, I could do. So the one kasha we spoke at before was I to dovah shemay mamish and toli chamad rabbanon. So you still see it's chal. That's because shavat taisa works. Even though you're ikin a mitzvah per rivya mitzvah zayna, but that works. But the ran is not a kasha. Why is it called Hanoah? Mitzvah Lav Lahenis didn't know. It's a mitzvah, Mitzvah Zayna. So I asked the Hanoah from her. But Mitzvah Lav Lahenis didn't know. So what's the problem? You had a kasha, Maishi? Mitzvah Lav Lahenis didn't know. And for the Rana, big aside. The Mitzvah Lav Lahenis didn't know means that the Hanoah of the mitzvah is not called Hanoah. For example, when I hear someone's blowing shofar for me, I got the mitzvah of shofar. That's not called Hanoah. Getting a mitzvah is not called Hanoah. But if I get a Zaytiga Hanoah b'shas the mitzvah, for example, let's say I say, I'm making an ed, I'm not going to go to the mikvah. And it's a boiling hot day, and it's a shmaka pool that's a kosher mikvah. And I go into the mikvah, it's a mitzvah, but I'm enjoying myself now, I cool myself off. But I said, I'm having it's anah. That mitzvah has it? He says, no. Because in my side, I got anah, cool myself off. Same thing with tashmish. You're right, it's a mitzvah, but there's a zaitik anah also. On that is only for sure a mitzvah. It's only if the whole anah is the mitzvah. For example, shofar or a sukkah. I said a sukkah, I don't have any really ulterior hanah. My whole hanah is the mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lahenis anu. But there's another hanah here, so then, besides like getting the key of mitzvah, then there's an issa. I read it inside the lashon of the Ran. Zok the Ran, at the bottom of the Amid, he says, his tarot says, Han of Yeshloim, the chiyam minim is lav lahenis anu, Han amili loy marash, in kiyam a mitzvah is chashav hanah. The key of mitzvah is chashav hanah. If your goof has anah, why mekayim mitzvah? Hanah mikri. You make anah, and not going to have anah in the spring. In the winter. But not in the summer. Why not? Because you're getting anah from it. So that answer is lav lahenis. So bottom line is, in our Mishnah, the Fir Avina, it says, "Koinim shani yoshon, shani medabesh, shani mahalech, ayim leisha koinim shani misham shachar, rizu liyachad vare." It's all medarabonon, because dovah shani mamash. The kasha was, I'm shubah to my wife, how's the chal? Terry says, I said, the hanah ami. Hanah ami, I own. And that I'm glad I do. And that I'm glad I make neder. Why is it usher? Mitzvah of hezenu. Terry says, when you have a ulterior hanah, that's cool. Besides for the mitzvah, that's called hanah.